Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 18, 1841, the Barbadian newspaper reported on a bizarre case of arson, love, and revenge. Joseph Thomas Maloney, a black man who had pleaded not guilty to the crime, was eventually found guilty and charged with setting fire to the property of Thomas Perch, another black man. During this case, it was found that Mr. Maloney willfully set fire to the home of Mr. Perch in an act of revenge. According to the report, Mr. Maloney had an illicit connection with one of the daughters of Mr. Perch, a connection that was deemed to be improper, and the daughter was prevented by her mother and entire family from seeing Mr. Maloney. So devastated was he that under the cover of night, while the occupants of the home were asleep, Mr. Maloney set fire to the home. It was by divine providence that the occupants were unhurt, according to the Chief Justice. This evidence, which was presented by the prosecution Solicitor General C. Lee, was so matter of fact that Mr. Maloney's lawyer, Mr. Pecker, merely remarked that he would leave the case in the hands of His Honor, the Chief Justice. The jury had no choice but to find him guilty. During his sentencing, the Chief Justice explained that this offense carried with it the punishment of execution. However, a recent act enacted would change that punishment for the offense. By a recent enactment of the legislature, the clause of the act under which you should be punished is repealed, he said to Mr. Maloney, who repeatedly interrupted the Chief Justice. Despite the act would come into effect on January 1, 1842, the Chief Justice still directed the officer of the court to record the sentence of death. He, however, noted that it would be at the behest of the executive to change the sentence. With the sentence recorded by the court, Mr. Maloney, who stood at the bar looking unconcerned and unbothered during the entire trial, was taken away.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.